Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Pre-record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, welcome back to Super Talk Eagle Hour. Back on the air, Super Talk Mississippi radio stations across the state, online, however you're tuned in today. We really appreciate you joining us. Got a good show for you today. Our old friend Barry McKnight, he's the play-by-play voice of the Troy Trojans. They're in town. As we speak, they're getting ready for tomorrow night's season finale against the Golden Eagles. We'll be talking to Barry a little later in the show. Melissa Socher is going to join us as well. It's Mardi Gras weekend, Kelly, here in Hattiesburg, and going to be big stuff going on Saturday.
Going to let the good times roll with the Kairos Parade in Hattiesburg on Hardy Street, 38th Street. She'll be here with all the details, what you can and can't do, when to line up, where to go. The Gietis on the parade coming up later in the show.
Also, we're going to hear from baseball players Joey Urban and Dre Barrett, two new members of the Golden Eagle baseball team. But first, doubleheader basketball in Hattiesburg last night and yesterday afternoon did not work out well. The Lady Eagles lost the opening game to Arkansas State. Kelly, they were down 15 points at one point late in the game, made a ferocious rally, took a two-point lead, and then lost it with 2.9 seconds left when Arkansas State hit a three-pointer from the top of the key to snatch that game away. Another great effort by Malia Grayson, 18 points, 11 second-half points. She was really, really phenomenal. Nyla Jean two double-figure performances for the Lady Eagles and a heartbreaker. And frustrating because right at the end of the game with 2.9 seconds left, the leading scorer in the Sun Belt appeared to be unguarded and wide open at the top of the key, and of course, she drained it, and that was it.
Well, the women's game, similar to the men's game, where they dug big holes early, and it's almost like they expended all their energy just getting back into the game. The women, at least, did take a lead. The men never got any closer than four, but there was a time when you thought, okay, they're going to come back and win this game. But to follow up with what we were talking about yesterday, it just particularly the men have just found a way to lose more games late. But the biggest key to the men's game is they went back to those first three or four games of the year. You remember when they just had abysmal first halves and they just couldn't recover and just couldn't last night as well.
Hey, we're broadcasting from the Southern Bancorp studio here in Hattiesburg. It's Bob and Kelly with you today, this opening segment, sponsored by our wonderful friends at Dickey's Barbecue Pit, where we suggest you take your family for really, really good food. All right, the men lose 88-82. Again, like you said, way behind, pull it within four. Here's what I don't understand, Kelly, and I'm not a basketball coach, so maybe you can explain this to me. They, again, at the end of the game, there were, I want to say, three possessions, two I'm sure of, I think three, where the men have really come back, tightened the game up, and South Alabama goes from one end of the floor all the way to the other to either dunk it or lay it in untouched. And I mean literally down the middle of the floor. And I'm not a coach, but we've seen that before. You've described that. I'm not sure how that happens over and over.
Yeah, the App State game too. Remember when the guy was all alone under the basket and he slammed home the winning basket? It is inexplicable. Now, obviously, mistakes are made either in defensive calls or execution. Lots of times it just doesn't get executed like it should. Now, there were some Eagles that had pretty decent games. And, again, you have to salute to Najee Harris. He has been rock solid all year long. 25 points last night. Again, Kobe Montgomery had a good game. I mean, he
21 points.
Yeah, that's the, 15th time or 12th time or something
hit
this
five
year?
5 3-point shots.
Yeah, that he's put up some good numbers. And how about Jeff Montgomery? I love Jeff Montgomery. There's a guy that's been on the team for a while, doesn't get a lot of playing time, but when he does, and he never complains, you know, about his role on the team, just such a good, decent guy. He had a good night. So you want to, you know, give credit where credit is due and not always focus on the negative. But the fact of the matter is, you know, the Eagles have lost their last three games. They've protected the yurt, so to speak, at Reed Green like Fort Knox. I mean, 35-5 over the past three seasons? And they've lost the last three in a row and to two that were not very good teams, Coastal and Louisiana. And you got Troy coming in here, as Barry will talk to us in the next segment. Troy is playing for their life, so to speak, in the sense that they're in a three-way tie for second place. And we've talked about with the way the tournament is structured in Pensacola, you get that number two seed, and you've got buys all the way up to the semifinals. So Troy is going to come in here with a lot to play for. Whereas the Eagles have already locked in the 12 seed, Bob, out of 14 teams. They can't be the 11th seed. They can't be the 13th seed. I mean, they're locked in at 12. So that's already been determined. So you could argue that Troy is almost playing for more than the Eagles are, even though it's at Reed Green.
Friday is going to be another doubleheader. The ladies are going to play at 5 o'clock against Louisiana, and then the men at 7:30 against Troy. It'll be your last opportunity this year to see both teams play in Reed Green. I want to ask you one other question before we run out of time, and I think this has just become so typical of not only NBA basketball but college basketball. It's almost become a three-point game. 23 three-point shots made in the game last night. Far more shot than that. 23 three-point shots, Kelly. It's almost as if the not just this team, but every team comes up the floor, they make one or two passes, and then somebody shoots a three.
And you could say that, well, Southern Miss would be more apt to do that because with the injury to Tegra Eze, they haven't had any inside presence. But even if there are college teams that have big guys inside, and they're still putting up those numbers. And, you know, if you put a four-point line out there, guess what would happen, Bob?
They'd shoot fours.
That's right. So the game as we knew it, as it has evolved, has changed a lot.
There's no more half-court basketball where you come set up, do a pick and roll inside the paint or anything of that nature. Very rare. At least in the basketball that I watch, and I don't watch a lot of college basketball outside of the Sun Belt, but that's certainly what I see.
They work the ball around the perimeter, and as soon as one guy gets double-teamed, it'll leave one guy open for a split second. They'll usually crank up that three ball for better or for worse.
All right, combined, the two basketball teams, 19-40. The men are 10-20. The ladies are 9-20. The ladies are 4-13 in the Sun Belt. And the men are 5-12. By any honest accounting, it has been a very disappointing basketball season.
And then you look at James Madison, for example.
James Madison.
Oh, yeah, sorry about that. But they lead both ledgers, the women and the men's side. James Madison leading the way.
Are you not sick of James Madison?
And, just a little bit. Anytime you mention him, I throw up just a little bit in my mouth.
So Troy comes into town tonight. Barry McKnight will break them down. They're another really good team. Like Kelly said, they're really playing for that tremendous buy opportunity in the opening of the basketball tournament next week.
And I'll tell you, Bob, why you really need to watch for Troy in the tournament in Pensacola. They know how to win on the road. Yeah. They have figured it out.
8 wins on the road. They're 8-6 on the road. That's pretty rare.
In any league, at any level.
Yeah. Well, I'm proud to know you're here. You told me that you had been to a Chinese buffet, and I know your experiences there have not been good in the past.
No, they I try to go in with the rubber nose and the bushy eyebrows so they won't know that it's me, you know.
Just to remind our listeners, what was that incident that time? What did the man come say?
Well, the manager, he'd get mad. I mean, he'd come out every hour. And he would tell me,
every hour.
You've had enough. You know, you need, you know.
What is it? Buffet means all you can eat. Not eat all day.
That's right.
Yeah. You're scaring my wife.
And then he would,
didn't one tell you were scaring his wife?
Yeah, apparently
point?
I'm so big that I. See. And he says, "Why do you eat spare ribs? You're so big. Why don't you?" I eat vegetables.
But today was good.
Oh, it's always good.
Okay,
yeah. I wouldn't be back.
And I was at the movie store today. I really can't say anything. My friend Larry Bourne and I had a buffet at the movie store, so I'm not picking at you because I'm pretty stuffed myself.
Did you take Jason Baker with you? Because I know Jason likes to tell people what he eats while broadcasting the
no, I didn't.
On ESPN Plus.
Did you think I should describe what I just...
No.
I think I'll pass. Let me just say it was good. Hey, don't forget about the Eagle Hour podcast. You can hear it every day on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube. Did I say that? Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube. Or you can tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. You having any luck with that, Kelly?
Well, I told you the last time I asked her about my life expectancy, she changed the subject. So
we'll be right back. Barry McKnight's going to join us. I don't know where he ate lunch, but we'll try to find out.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, welcome back. This segment is sponsored by Campus Bookmart. You know where they're at. Hardy Street, right across from the USM campus. Miss Kathleen is just an angel, and I guarantee you she's there working right now. If you go in to buy you some swag, be sure to tell them that tell her that Bob and Kelly from the Eagle Hour said hello. And remember, if you listen to our podcast or other parts of the state or even other parts of the country, and we know many of you do, you can always get your Southern Miss stuff at campusbookmart.net. Barry McKnight is no stranger to our show. We have him on often, and we always enjoy our time with Barry. He's the play-by-play voice of the Troy Trojans. You can hear him in the background. And Barry, you for me, Kelly and I. Kelly had a Chinese buffet for lunch. I had a country cooking buffet. And you tell me you hadn't even had a chance to eat, Barry.
Man, I'm telling you, this has been quite the trip. I'm coming to you from the Troy team bus, as a matter of fact. We just wrapped up a full practice today at William Carey University, getting ready for tomorrow. So we are hopefully getting some lunch soon. It has been quite a trip. You know, we played and won at Texas State on Tuesday, but we left on Sunday morning, you know, to get out there, practiced at San Marcos High School, practiced at Texas State, won the game. Yesterday, took off from San Marcos, stopped in Sulphur, Louisiana at Sulphur High School to practice, got in late last night, practiced at William Carey University today here in Hattiesburg, going to shoot around tonight. You got to embrace the lifestyle, and this Troy team, It's been a working week, to be sure, and they have never been scared of work. So, you know life on the road is like, you know, when lunch comes, I'll be ready for it, but you never really know when it's going
to
come.
Did you guys bus to San Marcos?
No, we flew. We bus to Atlanta, flew to Austin, and bus to San Marcos, and we'll bus every. You know, we bus every inch the rest of the way, and we'll bus back tomorrow night. But we did at least fly close to San Marcos.
All right. Well, one thing about Troy, they're different in the respect. You guys don't have any problem winning on the road. Eight road wins. That's pretty unusual in college basketball. What's been the secret there, Barry?
Well, I can go with the same theme I just mentioned. I mean, this is a hard-working team. This, you know, there's no shortcuts, and they realize that. Everything that they do is based upon preparing, you know, with the work that's necessary. It's a hard-working team on the court, especially on the defensive end and on the glass. But that's been most of it. There is a confidence that this team builds for itself anywhere they go, because they know how much work they have put in to prepare for it. And there's always confidence anytime you know you're prepared.
Barry, when you look at the standings right now in the Sun Belt, James Madison leading the way, 13-4. Then there's a three-way tie for second between you guys, South Al, and Archie State. You guys are all 12-5, and when you look at the final games of the year, statistically, they're games that most of you, of the three that are tied, will win. You'll be favored to beat Southern Miss. South Al will be favored to beat Louisiana in Mobile, and Arkansas State will be favored to beat Monroe at Louisiana Monroe. So if indeed you guys all wind up tied for second, who gets that coveted second seat in the tournament next week?
You know, you get involved in all of it, and I know there's different scenarios if there's a two-way tie for second, but if there's a three-way tie for second, Troy's chances are really good. We split with both Arkansas State and South Alabama. We have beaten Marshall, and I'm fairly certain Arkansas State has lost to Marshall, so we right now are in a quarterfinal lock-in where we wouldn't play until Saturday evening, which is a major bonus. We can, of course, get the number two seed if there remains a three-way tie. And, of course, we're all still hoping for James Madison to drop one at Texas State on Friday and get a chance to win the title. But that's my understanding. At the very least, Troy will play on Saturday afternoon, which in this bracket that the Sun Belt Conference has devised, that is a major, major advantage.
And the way the Eagles sit now, they would play probably on Wednesday and have to win consecutive days, you know, there on out, when right now the Eagles have lost, what, five in a row, something like that, and not playing, you know, especially good basketball. You say they're a hard-working team, but winning on the road is more than just hard-working. X and O-wise, Barry, what have the Trojans done especially well down the stretch?
Well, the two things that you hang your hat on, again, defense and rebounding. Troy is one of the hardest working defensive teams out there, especially out on the floor. But the other thing I think that has really been not necessarily a surprise, but certainly something that's carried it, Troy is in the top 10, maybe the top 5 in the nation in offensive rebounding, which is curious to me, because I mean there are bigger teams out there than the Trojans are. There are bulkier teams out there than the Trojans are, but boy, Troy has been really good on the offensive glass. Troy doesn't shoot it especially well from three, but goodness, they go and get rebounds off the offensive misses and put back, give themselves extra chances. That has been huge for this team, especially in some of those road wins that we're talking about. You know, defense always plays. Sometimes the shots don't fall. And offensive rebounding is such an undervalued part of really what any team does, and especially undervalued in terms of what Troy does.
And that's where the Eagles have struggled too, Bob, is getting those
right.
Correct.
Rebounds.
Barry, Kelly and I were talking earlier. There were 23 three-point shots made last night in the game here. Are you seeing that across the league as you travel with Troy, that it's almost turned into a three-point game?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And for – for there's dividends there. If you watch the NBA, that's really all it is. The latest analytics tell you that the most efficient trip offensively down the court results in a three-pointer. The least efficient offensive trip down the court at any time is just lobbing it down to the blocks to your center. You know, three-pointers are the efficient way to go, even if you're only making 33-35% of them. So, yeah, you'll see Arkansas State doing it. You'll see Georgia Southern doing it. Their coaches are out of the Nate Oates School, where if you look at their shot chart after every game, almost every bucket is either right at the rim or is a three-pointer. And that's become not only endemic in the Sun Belt Conference or in college basketball as a whole, but the NBA and everywhere. It's mm-hmm. the new age we live in of analytics.
Is Troy a three-point shooting team? Will we see them shoot a lot of three-pointers tomorrow night?
Well, they will shoot a lot of three-pointers. Troy has not shot it terrific from three-point range this year. They've, I think Troy's at 30% right now, but, you know, they're still shooting him. I think Troy is in the top five in the league in terms of three-point shots taken, and they'll continue to do that. You know, there are good outside shooters on this team, including some guys who maybe their percentage isn't great, but lately they've been rounding into form. And the biggest example of that is Jackson Fields, our five at Troy, our center. He began the year 3-for-28 from three-point range, and the staff continued to encourage him, continued to work on his shot. And he's shooting 60% from three-point range in the last five games. I think he's something like 10-for-15 or something like that in the last five games. So, you know, there are some streaky shooters on this team, and the three-point shots will come. But again, the idea is even if they miss those, just go grab it and try another one.
Barry, how do the coaches at Troy keep their guys from overlooking this game tomorrow night? Because Southern Miss is struggling mightily. Troy's playing very well. Those are the kind of games that sometimes you just maybe take for granted.
You know, that's a valid question, I understand, you know, the depth of the question, but I can tell you two things. Number one, look at the all-time record. Troy is 3-18 all-time against Southern Miss. That'll get your attention. You can't take them lightly no matter what. Number two, there's several factors involved. I mean, I understand it's the final game at home, and Southern Miss, especially over the last, 3 years or so, has been terrific at home. I know it's the second half of a doubleheader with the women's team, and goodness knows I've spent a little bit of time with Coach McNellis, and everybody thinks the world of her, so I know there'll be a lot of fans. I hope there are a lot of fans that are to honor her and her legacy because she's phenomenal. So, you know, you look at that, the fact that Troy has always had difficulty over here in Hattiesburg, that there's going to be probably as energetic and large a crowd as there's been in the entire month of February at Reed Green, and there are plenty of different reasons. And you look at last night, you mentioned that. I mean, South Alabama's tied for second in the league, and Southern Miss was right there until the very, very end. Believe me, it's difficult to overlook Southern Miss for those factors, especially when you look at the tape of what they were able to do in hanging with Southern Miss, you know, on Wednesday.
All right. Well, an unusual Friday night game. We look forward to it. We always look forward to having you on the show. You're a good friend of our program. And, Barry, go get some lunch, man. It's like 1:30. I know you're hungry.
It is past time. I promise you guys. I appreciate you. Thanks very much.
All right. Barry McKnight, everybody. Play-by-play voice of Troy. One of the fun things about this show is the friendships we've made with other play-by-play guys around the league. Some really cool guys like Barry McKnight out there.
And a lot of them come from a journalism background where they understand, right, you know, there's two sides to every story. And we want them to do well. We want our team to do just a little bit better.
Right. You know? Going to be a tough one. Troy and Southern Miss tomorrow night at 7:30. Two new members of the Southern Miss baseball team are making a big splash. We're going to hear from both of them next. Stay with us.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, want to thank Barry McKnight. The Troy Trojans in town getting ready for tomorrow night's tip-off. Remember, the women's game, 5 o'clock. Men play at 7:30, one of those rare doubleheaders, even more rare on a Friday night. So we hope that there's a big crowd for the last home game of the season. All right, let's get back to baseball. Joey Urban is a new face on the Golden Eagle baseball team. He's made quite a splash so far and has played very well. He's a transfer from Butler, where he was a first-team All-Big East player in 2024. And then in 2023, he was the Big East Freshman of the Year. And in 2024, he was an All-Big East player. He had quite a career at Butler before transferring here from Jupiter, Florida. And as you're about to hear, there's a Danny Lynch connection there. We talked to Joey after the game Saturday night, and here's Joey Urban on the Eagle Hour. All right, Joey Urban on the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Joey, welcome to Hattiesburg. A great weekend for you. You know, you've really made your presence known early.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Tell us about your journey. Tell us how you ended up a Golden Eagle.
So after I decided to make the idea to go to the transfer portal, the buddy of mine that was helping me out with finding schools knows Danny Lynch and comes to find out I actually played for Danny Lynch's older brother as a kid growing up. And so there was kind of like a connection between there. And started getting to talk to Danny and Coach Rhodes, and right then and there I kind of knew this was the spot.
Well, you've been here obviously for a while. Your thoughts about playing here at Pete Taylor Park and being a part of this really storied program?
Absolutely love it. Fans are amazing. I mean, Twitter people are awesome. I mean, there's just everything about this place I absolutely love.
I always like to ask new players here, what's their reaction the first time they get in front of fans here? The weather sort of hurt this weekend's attendance, but two pretty good crowds already, and always a lot of enthusiasm here.
Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable to see how much people show out for a, like last week, Tuesday's midweek against Mississippi State. I mean, we packed this place out. Absolutely unbelievable.
Your impression of Mississippi State and baseball here in the South?
In what terms do you mean?
Well, I mean, compared to where you've played in the past, what does college baseball here appear to be to you?
From what I've heard, Mississippi is the baseball state. From what I heard, I was told back at home that Florida was, but I mean, I think Mississippi is probably the baseball state. I mean, there's unbelievable players around here. I mean, between the three of us, State, Ole Miss, and us, I mean, there's just amazing players. So, I mean, it's definitely a heavy state.
All right, now you said Danny Lynch brought you a couple more questions. You are aware of what an icon Lynch is around here, right?
I do. I remember at my old school, I'd still watch. My freshman year, I watched Danny as last year. So.
Yeah. Well, we're glad you're here, man. Welcome, and you're off to a great start. Look forward to a wonderful year from you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Well, that's Joey Urban. He transferred here from Butler. Pretty good basketball school there as well, right?
Yes, and that's in the Indianapolis area. Butler. So, you know, the fact that and Southern Miss is getting more and more guys from north of the Mason-Dixon line, you know.
Yeah, they can recruit pretty much wherever they
anywhere
want.
Anywhere they want to now, for sure.
All right, Kelly, you're a baseball guy. You look at a program like Southern Miss. How rare is it for a true freshman? And I'm talking about when you meet this kid, you can tell he's never seen a razor blade. A true freshman to break in as a starter on a caliber program like the one that's here.
And I would venture to say that not even a great program like Southern Miss, even at schools that aren't as successful, for a true freshman to break in the lineup at the Division I level, you've got to have, as they said in the movie Taken, a particular set of skills.
All right, he's playing third base. His name is Dre Barrett, and here's his first appearance on the Eagle Hour. Okay, Dre Barrett on the Super Talk Eagle Hour. First thing I'm going to say to you, young man, to come here as a freshman on a program like this and start, very unusual. What's been your formula?
Just coming out here and working hard every day, trusting what the coaches tell me and what I need to work on, and trusting the game plan, and just trying to get better each day.
How big is the step up as you've experienced it from high school ball to this level?
Very big. I would say the biggest difference is probably the pitching. and the approaches. In high school, you kind of just get up there and say, hey, hit the ball hard. But here, you have certain approaches versus different guys, and guys are a lot better.
Yeah. Your impressions of Pete Taylor Park and being a part of the Golden Eagle baseball program?
Awesome. This place is special. And it's definitely different than I've never been anywhere else, but the way other people talk about other programs, it's definitely different to be a part of something special like this.
Tell us how you made your way here.
So my sophomore year, I came to a camp, and I went through it, and they really liked me, and they ended up offering me from the camp, and I committed on the spot, basically.
And I'm going to go back to the fact you're a freshman and starting at third base. A lot of us were watching that competition here, and, you know, there's a lot of really talented players on this team. I don't know how long it's been since a true freshman has started here. I think a while. Were you surprised when they gave you that work?
I'm not going to say I was surprised. I expected a start, but also knew that there was great competition in between the circle at that position. And I believe anybody that went out there would have done the right job and got it done.
All right, so your goals for this year?
Win the College World Series. That's it. Right. That's all I got.
Personal, have you got any personal goals?
Really, just nothing in particular with stats or anything like that. Just do as much as I can to help the team win.
All right, and last question. Describe the talent around you. When you got here and you started practicing with these guys and you saw this team, what were your thoughts?
I remember the first day coming out here and hitting BP, and I think it was Ben Higdon. I watched him take BP, and I was like, wow, it's different here. I'm going to have to step my game up. And being around players like that and people like that have definitely made me a better player. And I planned on to learn from those older guys and be the older guy one day and help the young guys.
Well, you've got off to a great start. We're very glad to have you here. We'll be watching you, and the best of luck to you.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
Okay, two things jumped out at me, Kelly, about that interview. The first, that he was recruited, he was offered as a sophomore, and he accepted the offer as a sophomore. Is that something we see more and more now in college baseball?
No. No, that even makes it more rare. Generally, at the high school level, your junior year is the big recruitment year. So, unfortunately, when kids get injured their junior year in high school, you know, their stock kind of drops because you don't know how they're going to recover from any injuries. But the fact that they were on him that early, and again, Southern Miss can afford to be choosy, mm-hmm. right? So to grab a kid as a sophomore, knowing a lot of things could go south, they must have. I don't know what he did at that camp, but he sure knocked their socks off, that's for sure.
And then he comes in here and wins the third base job, and I don't think anyone really expected that.
I loved when he said, when you asked him, were you surprised you won the job? And he said, no.
Yeah.
I wasn't surprised. Look, if you're an athlete or whatever you do, if you don't think you're the best, why are you even out there?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can always get better. But you have to have the mindset that nobody's better than me. And you support whoever else is out there. And the classic matchup, Bob, is the pitcher versus the hitter. Both of those guys are saying, the pitcher's saying, you're not going to hit me. And the batter says, you're not going to strike me out. You know, I mean, you have, and people, sometimes people spin that as arrogance, as being cocky. But you have to have that attitude. It is survival of the fittest at the D1 level. So I loved the fact that even though he's a freshman, he said no, because that's what he came here to do,
right?
Was to win the job.
You've coached a lot of baseball. How many games in do you think it'll take a kid like this before he gets really comfortable in his shoes, comfortable at the plate, comfortable in the field?
Not a specific number, but again, the freshman you're dealing with nowadays, quite different than a freshman of 15 years ago, in that a lot of these kids have been at these national showcases all over the country, sometimes all over the world with, you know, Team USA. And so they're seeing much better pitching at the high school level and in these tournaments than they ever did 15 or 20 years ago when these type of tournaments didn't exist. Mm-hmm. So it's just apples and oranges, freshmen of 15 years ago and freshmen of today. The ones today, much more experienced.
Yeah, I picked out these two kids Saturday night to talk to because they're both new. And I think, you know, player of the year in the Big East, Joey Urban. Here's a kid that is so talented. He was offered his sophomore year. I think it illustrates what the baseball program has become and the ability the baseball program has to reach out nationally now and attract quality athletes.
And because of the internet and some of these rating services, and we've talked about it before, Under Armour, Perfect Game, Baseball Factory, places like that, because of the internet, you don't have to spend the money, you know, like you used to, getting on airplanes and seeing some of these guys play. And a lot of these games that they're playing are now live streamed, as you know. Even at 12 years old, some of the games are being live streamed. So it's easy to recruit those guys, but tougher for those guys to actually get that offer.
All right, opening in just a couple of days, MCS Home Center in Bellevue. They're going to have it all. They're going to have paint, lumber, plumbing supplies, electrical supplies, flooring, tile, any and everything you need for your home. They're going to have it at MCS Home Center. And best of all, it's locally owned, locally operated, locally managed. Your neighbors are going to be waiting on you when you go in to do business with MCS Home Center in Bellevue, opening the first day of next month, which is right around the corner.
Saturday, to be specific. Saturday.
We'll be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
The final segment of today's Eagle Hour brought to you by DBAT, perfect for your softball and baseball youngster to get in shape for the upcoming rec season or travel season, whatever the case may be. The professionals there know just what to do and how to make your child get better. Talk to them either in person or join them online. This weekend, we're going to let the good times roll as we continue to broadcast from the Southern Bancorp studio in Hattiesburg, which is exactly where us Eagle Hour guys will be watching the Kairos Mardi Gras Parade from this Saturday from the Southern Bancorp building there on Hardy Street. Melissa Socher joins us from Mississippi Made and More, one of the people that really makes the parade go. And with all the details, things that we need to know, Melissa, to make the parade as enjoyable a watch as possible. Welcome. Good to talk to you.
Great, great to be with y'all again. This is my favorite time of the year. It's baseball season.
and it usually goes hand in hand.
I concur with that, Melissa.
Mardi Gras.
I've got my Trustmark Park tickets for the game coming up, and we've got our season tickets, and we're filling our seats every game. We're so excited.
Bob's
great team this year.
Bob's got his reservations in Omaha already.
Nice. I need to do that this afternoon.
All right, Melissa, tell us now about the parade this weekend, things that everybody's going to need to know.
Right. So Keith Superstores and my little store, Mississippi Made and More, bring you the 14th annual Kairos Mardi Gras Parade that will roll down Hardy Street this Saturday at 2 o'clock p.m. We're encouraging everybody to come early, come hungry. Loblolly Bakery, Topher's, all of those local restaurants along the route will be more than stocked and ready for parade goers. The parade rolls at 2 o'clock, and we'll start lineup at 9 o'clock. Lineup is from 9 o'clock to noon. If anyone wants to come early and walk along the lineup area, lots to see. All the floats have gone all out this year, gotten bigger, better. more people, and we'll have the cheetah will be there, of course, and we'll have the big Keith's 18-wheeler leading the parade. We've got a fire truck, lots of things that kids like to see, and then, of course, a lot of the floats will be in full theme. Lots of characters running around, and I'm so glad that y'all have a spot to watch the parade, and it sounds like a great spot this year.
And you talked about it going Hardy Street, but there will be 38th Avenue, I know, is going to have part of it, and kind of give us the parade route.
Right.
Exactly.
So lineup will be 7th Avenue and backwards, all the way up Dandy Dan's, and the parade's gotten so big that we even cut back beside Strickland's on that little side road there, near all the way almost up to Boot Country. So we've got over 50 entries already. Lots of Jeep groups come and walk along the lineup and see all of that. And again, that's 7th Street backwards. The parade starts at 4th Street and Frontage. So right there, Frontage Road runs parallel to USM and 49 South. So we'll start at 4th Street. There will be no throws, no parading before 4th Street. So everybody make sure that you're 4th Street south to Hardy. We'll take that big right onto Hardy, and we'll go west all the way to 38th Avenue, which is where the Wells Fargo sits right there on the corner. And that is the end of the parade. There will be no throws or parading after 38th. So it starts on 4th Street, which is right there by the 4th Street Bar and Restaurant, and I believe the New Villies, another great place to eat. Parade starts on 4th Street, goes to Hardy, and then we take that right and go west to 38th Avenue, and that's where the parade will end. It's my understanding that the city will start road closures between 9 and 12, but for the most part, at noon, all of the parade route roads will be closed. They will keep 4th and 7th open until noon, and then I believe there'll be some closure inlets and outlets coming into 4th and 7th. So just be aware, and if you need to be in that area and got some errands to run, do it early. There'll be a lot of kids running around. Just be cautious of that. And after the parade, there's plenty to do in Hattiesburg. I know there's a big rodeo at Multipurpose with a concert. I think that starts at 7 o'clock. Lots of events and activities going on downtown. All the bars and restaurants that are locally owned are very, very supportive of the parade. And, again, they're well-stocked with extra food and drink for before and after the parade. So we ask everybody to patron those locally owned businesses that, you know, give up their parking lot or their entry or exit to their store, you know, for the parade. The city of Hattiesburg has been absolutely wonderful. All departments, firemen, police, AAA ambulance, Betsy Mercier that works for the city that runs Parks and Rec, her team is absolutely wonderful. They help clean up after the parade. So we just want to thank everybody for supporting us this 14th year of the Kairos Mardi Gras Parade that kicks off at 2 o'clock this Saturday.
All right, Melissa, thank you. It sounds like a lot of fun, and we wouldn't get to enjoy it if it wasn't for you. We appreciate all that you do to provide us with this wonderful activity every year.
Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure.
All right. Melissa Socher, everybody. One of the finest people in town.
Throw me some beads, mister.
Yes. Real quickly, USA Today has just named Joy Lee McNellis the Mississippi Woman of the Year. That just came across.
She deserves it.
She absolutely does. We'll be back tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Southern Miss.
To the top.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus,
a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A SuperTalk Mississippi Media Production.